We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if any man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. Now those words are very profound. I'm quoting from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. They're very profound. They're not to be treated lightly, but they're clear. Now the Lord says very definitely, he's going away from them now. He told them he didn't want to have troubled hearts. He'd come back and get them sometime. But in his absence, he wanted them to remember certain things. Now here's one of the things he wants them to remember. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Now, after all the commandments of our Lord are wrapped up in these two. Now, it doesn't mean that the Old Testament Ten Commandments are ignored. But the two great commandments, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, all thy mind, all thy strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. Now, those are the commandments. If you settle those things, you settle the other things. The man who loves God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, will treat God right. You wouldn't mistreat anybody that you love with your whole heart. If you love your wife with all your heart, you won't mistreat her. You love your mother with all your heart, you won't mistreat her. You'll try to make her happy. You'll try to do what she wants you to do. You'll try to make her comfortable. You'll run errands for her. You'll do what she wants you to do. Now, if you love the Lord, as you ought to love the Lord, you will treat God right. You won't grieve the Spirit. You won't disobey God. You'll love God. Now, wait just a minute. It may be that sometimes you may get your orders mixed up a little. Now, we have to admit that the Bible is a great, wonderful book. No man's ever been able to fathom all of it. You know, day by day, as I grow older, I find something in the Bible I never found before. And I find that's true of all people that read the Bible and trust the Lord and go on and live in fellowship with him. Now, it may be that you get things mixed up a little sometimes. Because you must remember that when you become a child of God, you're a little baby. Now, a little baby in your home, just born, breathes the same air you breathe. Has to be nourished, too. Can't eat the same food you need, however. Has to have milk. You eat meat, see. But that little baby has the same human life that you have. The same heartbeat, the same air in his lungs, and has exactly the same human life that the mother has or the father has. Now, remember that. But the baby is a baby. There isn't a mature child there. As a baby grows up, he understands things more clearly. It's not easy to impart some things to a baby. You wouldn't talk philosophy to the baby. You wouldn't talk deep things of God to a little baby just born again. You know, I've known some Christians who had just been born into the kingdom. They were absolutely warped and ruined from overfeeding of a certain kind. Now, you couldn't overfeed them on milk, can't overfeed them on prayer, but they're overfed with the deep things of God. I've seen folks like that, just converted. And somebody comes along and just stuffs them, you know, great things. I met a fellow not long ago who wanted to ask me a dozen questions about the most profound things in the Bible. And he was even a sinner. He'd never been converted. He couldn't have grasped all those things if he'd been converted. He didn't have to. Paul wrote the Corinthians. You know, the Corinthians were little babies, Paul said. He said they couldn't take meat. They were babies. He said they were carnal babies. They wanted their own way, you see, like a little baby does. He wants something, he cries for it. He wants to eat, he cries for it. He doesn't know the lesson of patience. So these Christians were carnal Christians. So Paul wrote to them and said, now, I'm determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and crucified. Now, I'm going to stick to the milk of the word for you. You can't take meat. So I'm going to just stick to this one fundamental. Christ was crucified for you. Now, we preach Christ crucified, see, as far as you go with it. Now, certain preachers today think that you've got to have a great education And some people are educated away from the essentials of the faith. See? You know, it's strange how people won't see that. Now, it doesn't mean that a man shouldn't use good English. I heard a radio program on this station one time, I won't say when or where, by a Christian man. And I noticed his grammar got mixed up. And now, a great many people wouldn't notice that, but a man that knows grammar would notice it. And I thought, what a pity that fellow didn't use good grammar. But he had spiritual truth. He could have corrected his grammar right away. He's a good, settled, mature Christian. But two or three instances in a 15-minute broadcast, I heard him mix up his grammar. He ought to have got his English. He'd been to school. He's supposed to be an educated fellow. Now, I'm not talking about using good English. I'm not talking about the fellow shouldn't be educated. Don't misunderstand. But, you know, when you get educated to the point that you think you've got to move into the realm of the intellectual to feed babies, you're wrong. The Bible tells you what to give babies, spiritual babies. Now, you'd love the Lord thy God. You get orders mixed up sometimes. A little baby may love his mother just as much as a child 10 years old. In fact, a baby is much more helpless and dependent and clings with alarms of helplessness to a mother sometimes more than an older child. A child 10 years old may run away from home and get out and get away from mother. That little baby all the time stretches his alarms up to his mother. Depends on his mother for his food. Babies in Christ may not always understand God. They may not even understand some things God says any more than a baby understands what his mother says. But the little baby there might get orders mixed up. I told you before. You say to your little child now, darling, do so-and-so for mother. And your little child goes and does something else. It gets your orders mixed up. You say, bring me that over there, and the baby brings you something else. Not because the baby doesn't want to bring you what you told him to bring you, but because the baby doesn't understand the orders clearly. Now, it may be true that humble Christians who haven't grown in grace and so forth may get the orders mixed up, but they love God. Now, that's the first commandment. God's first with them. They would do what God wants done. They would live like God says live. They long to live that way. But they are just not grown. They can't understand the orders. Everywhere I go, I run into things like that. But I'd have said the same thing 50 years ago. I said things 50 years ago I wouldn't say now because I know better now. After all these years preaching the Word of God and studying the Bible, I see things I didn't used to see. And things that used to worry me in the Bible no longer worry me. They're cleared up now. But you know, I loved God in those days. Why, that's one of the signs we know we are saved, you go loving God. Now, what's the first one? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, mind, and strength. That's the commandment, first. Second, now listen, and thy neighbor as thyself. Now, what does it mean for loving your neighbor as yourself? Now, you love your neighbor as yourself, you won't deliberately mistreat your neighbor. As I've said before, I don't want to hug myself. I never have kissed myself. I never pat myself on the head and say, good boy, nice fella. I don't do that. I just want myself to have a square deal, that's all. I want to be treated right. Now, if I love my neighbors myself, I want my neighbor to have a square deal, see? I want my neighbor to have a square deal. I will not knowingly, willfully, maliciously mistreat my neighbor. Now, wait a minute. You know, a lot of folks don't have to answer for things sometimes. You know, it's strange how sometimes religious people who are supposed to be Christians will slander people, lie about people, talk about people, saying wicked things about people, misrepresent people. I had a letter from a preacher. He said, I don't believe this, but said certain fellows put it out in this country, and the man put it out was a preacher, said that Bob Jones University's title's in your name, that you own all the property, and you've raised money to build that school, and you own it, see. Now, you know whoever put that out must have known he's lying to start with. Couldn't help but know. Perfectly absurd. Anybody that has sense to know with 100 men and women on our board of trustees, intelligent, normal people, they wouldn't say that if I was crooked, they wouldn't be crooked. Now, they're liars and slanderers, see? Folks that, instead of treating people right, mistreat people, see? They treat themselves the best they know how. They wouldn't lie about themselves, but they mistreat other people. Now, the two commandments, the important commandments for a Christian, is to love God first, supremely, all above everything else, to love God. And to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, Jesus says, if you know him, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not his carrot. Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if any man love me, he will keep my words. What? What's that? You mean to say if a man loves you, he'll keep your word? Yes, that's what I mean. That's clear, isn't it? All right, I don't keep his words to love him. I don't keep his words to be saved. I trust him to be saved. I trust Jesus to save me. But when I love Jesus Christ, I want to do what Jesus wants me to do. Not what I want to do, what he wants me to do. And if I love my neighbors myself, I will not knowingly, intentionally, willfully mistreat my neighbor. I want to be kind to my neighbor. I want to be kind to everybody, even my enemies. He said, love me your enemies. He didn't say, trust them. He didn't say, put confidence in them. He said, love them. Now, if you have the love of God in your heart, you'll love your neighbor. You'll even love your enemies. You won't admire them. You won't trust them. But you'll love them. Now, that's the standard. Now, Jesus said it is definitely. Let's get Jesus and said unto them, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we'll come unto him and make our abode with him. And I said, if you love me, I'll move into the house. My Father and I'll move in the person of the Holy Spirit. In the old body. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. Those folks on the day of Pentecost loved him so much they went out to die for him. Suffer any kind of persecution. Stood out before an age of a godless, wicked age, uncompromising. And they went out, and then God came back in the person of the Holy Spirit and dwelt in their bodies. So if you love him, you'll keep his commandments. And if you love him, he says you will keep his commandments. And I'll abide with him, my Father and I. And isn't that wonderful? Say, that's most wonderful in the world. That the God of the universe will condescend to dwell in the hearts of people who really love him and who are living for him. Our Father, help us to be faithful and true and loyal and uncompromising. Help us to keep thy word and to love thee so we'll long to keep thy word. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.